You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's percentages brought to you by Zenkin Automotive Group, with 38 dealers across the GTA ready to deliver an exceptional car buying and servicing experience. Visit ZenkinAuto.com. Jerry, I'm sure a busy man, so we don't want to waste his time. All right, let's hear what he has to say to kind of set the tone on this afternoon's Jerry's percentages.
Jerry's feeling frisky this week, boys, so buckle up, because these takes are going to be spicy like a meatball.
All right, spicy like a meatball.
Play them. This
Just
guy
go.
Is an
Enough.
Idiot.
Yes, go. What does he got? What does he have?
We're only a week out from opening night, and Jerry's juices are already bubbling over. Because this is the year Jerry's been waiting for. My dream of awarding the Stanley Cup to an American team on Canadian soil. So glass half full for you losers is that a Canadian team is making it to the Cup final.
Wow, that's what a gutless...
Why like, is it his fantasy to
I know.
Award it to an American
an
team?
An American team on Canadian soil, that's his big fantasy. But, hey, I guess glass half full, that means the Canadian team gets all the way to the dance. What are the percentages on that happening?
I'm going to say, we do this every year, and it seems like no one makes
30
sense.
Years. 30 years we've been doing this.
Well, I mean, Montreal made it a couple years.
There have been teams that have gone. You're right.
I mean,
getting
it's so hard to win.
Winning is another.
It's so hard to win. I mean, Calgary's really good. Toronto's really good. If Winnipeg puts it together, they can be... I think a hopeful percentage is 25%.
Yep. I agree.
I'm 8%.
8%.
Playing the field. Well, Edmonton's really good. Toronto's good. Calgary's
There's
good.
There's three Canadian teams that can do it. Let's be honest. Like, I'd be shocked if Vancouver and or Winnipeg.
I think Winnipeg might have a year. I think people
Cup
are betting
final?
Against them.
Cup final?
I that might
I
be
think
a stretch.
That'd be a shock.
But I think when it comes down to it, the competition of those teams that they're going against, there's, I don't know. That's why I'm 8%. Like, I'm playing the field.
Yeah, you're playing the field. Now, let's be honest. You could take Seattle out of it, Arizona, Chicago. Like, you play the field based on the numbers that are legitimate. And that's why I think the number's 30%. I think there are three Canadian teams, Edmonton, Toronto, Calgary. And I think there are about 10 teams that can actually get to a cup final. You know, of course, there are Cinderella teams, and that is possible. And who knows? If Hellebuck is great, Bonus is great, the defense, because that defensive, they've been horrible defensively for a long time in Winnipeg. If they shore that up, maybe they get it together. Maybe Bruce Boudreau figures it out and something clicks in Vancouver. But for me, there's three teams. It's Edmonton, Calgary, Toronto. And then beyond that, there's seven or eight other teams that can get to the dance. So I think you're talking 30%. Like, I think that's an appropriate number. And I wish it were more. I'd love to sit here and say I think one of the Canadian teams will definitely do that. I can't sit here and say that, but I do think three teams have a legitimate option, like a legitimate opportunity where it would not be a shock if any of these three teams were in a cup final. So I'll go 30%.
Aaron Judge has big Jerry energy going these days, but don't get used to it. Because he won't hit more than 50 in a season the rest of his career.
Hmm. 100%.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, as good as the guy is, it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, man. I don't... But then, does he hit 50 on the dot?
I think he can hit 50.
I'm going to say 100% he doesn't do it again. That's just my percentage.
I'm going to say 99 to pay homage to him and his number. I'm with you, man. This is clearly a once-in-a-lifetime. No one in the American League, no one for the Yankees has hit 62. No one's suggesting he'll hit 60 again. But he could have 42 next year. And that's
and
a great
It's an
year.
Unreal year.
It's an unbelievable season.
Hey,
he could have 35.
In the business, they call this year an anomaly.
Yes. A platform season. Arguably the greatest contract season of all time. Arguably. But I don't think he hits 50. I think he scales back and he hits 40, 45, 35. And those are still great numbers, but no. I'm 99%. I'll leave a door open for 1%. 1% chance.
I'm lower on this. 68%. I think he's a mutant. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a guy, anything that guy touches, like, he can get half of a ball and still put it over. Like, he's that strong of a player.
Field this year, man. No one's even close. Like, yeah. No one is even close to like 50, let alone 62.
Yeah, I think he can do it once again in his career. Like, that's the thing. Like, once again, I think he can get 50. Because what if he plays 7 or 8 more years?
He probably will, right? Like, he's still in his prime.
He's going to have a long-term
deal. Yep.
So, yeah, I'm lower, but I still think he can do it.
Okay.
The Ottawa Senators will make the playoffs this season.
Short and sweet. He's got Ottawa in the playoffs. We didn't even mention Ottawa as a potential for... That was going to a cup final,
clearly. Yeah, cup final's different than...
They're not going to a cup final, but... Playoffs?
I'm
going to
give them 45% chance of making the playoffs. I love the personnel. I love the upgrades. And I'll tell you two guys that I love watching them last night. That Shane Pinto is a stud. I have a secret formula that I don't even share with scouts how I rate players. And he was very high. Very high. And the same with the kid on defense, 85, Sanderson. Wow. Stud in the making. Stud in the making. Hmm. But what goes on in net? Talbot seems to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know if they can stop giving up too much. They like, even last night it was preseason, but they kind of had a roster, a full roster. They just give up too much. So if they can tighten that up, and I think DJ can work with them and maybe do that, I'm going to give them a 45% chance shot of making the playoffs, which last year was probably 0%.
I'm lower, but I'm adamant they'll play meaningful hockey down the stretch, which means they'll be around it. I don't know, because now you look at who's coming out, all of that type of stuff. But, I mean, Drew and DeBrincat looked good last night. You mentioned Pinto, Sanderson.
Shane Pinto run.
Yeah, but I like their top line. I think Stützle is a guy that is a pivotal guy. But I'm going to be 28%, which is still a very good number, but has to be. Like, they've got to do some. They got to have a better start. They've had two bad starts in the last 2 years. Now, a rebuilding team, guys have been paid. They've made the moves. But you got to go out and show me. And I think 28 to 30 is a big number still, but I think I want to show them that respect.
Yeah, I'm lower than that because it is, you got to prove it to me. I'll say 15%. The last few years I said 0%. I would have said 0%. I'm sure I'm on the record saying that. There is a modicum of belief here because they brought in players that can play.
Modicum.
You know, they're,
come
they're...
on, dude. That's not a word.
What's a modicum? He's been saving. He's been waiting for this guy. That's written on a piece of paper in front
it
of him.
Is.
I guarantee
it
you.
It is. It's garbage. It's, and you're trying to sound smart, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's a sports show.
All right. There's good belief. How could I dumb this down? Modicum. I got good belief that
that's the kind of language that we speak on this show.
There you go. I got good belief that they're better. You can't be worse. They've been awful for a long time. But, you know, I don't think they have a superstar on this team. Like, I don't know if Shabbat would classify as one. Stützle, DeBrincat, Giroux. Like, I don't see breakthrough superstars. I just see a lot of, like, good to really good players, which can be enough to battle for a spot. So they may backdoor their way in. They could do it. At some point, they will, I believe, take that step. I think they're ahead of Detroit. I think they're ahead of Buffalo, ahead of Montreal. That's just in their own division in terms of where they currently are. But I think it's difficult to not get any of the big boys. Like, I look, again, in their division, Florida, Tampa, Toronto, Boston are all better. Like, they're still better, in my opinion.
Do you think Giroux is the Hall of Famer?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think, I mean, you don't think he's a super, he's been a 100-point guy for.
I don't think he is anymore. You know, it's like
so
Joe
saying,
Thornton
like,
isn't a superstar.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
That's what
I,
I'm
yeah.
saying.
That's like, what I meant. Okay.
Yes, when he was putting up 95 points and, you know.
A 28 the, years old type of thing.
Yes,
yeah.
he okay. captain in Philly. He was a superstar without question. I'm saying I don't classify him that as.
At
any,
35,
like,
yeah.
Yes, you know. Like, oh. what I think they got to hope that he brings is like what Pavelski has brought to Dallas. You know, like, show up, depth piece, but a guy who can still rip home like 25 and be impactful, you know, if not more than that. And that's kind of how I see Giroux. But I'll say 15%.
Jerry's paying very close attention to Tom Brady these days. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because Brady's playing next season and Jerry will be lurking in the weeds.
That's uncalled for, I think. I know exactly what he's talking about.
It's 0%. There's no lurking. This goon is not lurking, and this guy... You think he's playing? Are you high? No way, dude.
I think the
no.
door is swinging wide open every
no
meeting
way,
with a
dude.
Divorce lawyer. It becomes more likely he plays.
Oh, you think because he doesn't have someone asking him if he's
Absolutely.
Playing or not?
Absolutely. I think that's a massive change, man. Like, Giselle's been very, like, clear on the record. I don't want him playing. If he's not married to her anymore, who's telling him to stop playing? Why would he? Like, I think he's playing. I'll go first. 85% Brady's playing. It may not be in Tampa. It could be somewhere else.
You
but
imagine
I,
telling Giselle,
"No,
yes. I'm playing.
I'm playing.
I forbid yeah, you to play."
If that
most
if
guys would
up,
light their football equipment on fire.
Well, you're right, but I mean,
not
think
TB.
Of if Brady ends up divorced and single, regardless of his age, that Rolodex is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be a
his dance card will be full, and hers will be as well. She's
oh,
a
yeah.
stunning woman.
You better believe that.
You but know the memes of like the phone books that are gigantic. Like that's what yeah. his Rolodex will look. I
both
I
of just, theirs. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
two-way street. Two-way yeah. street on that front. But yeah, 85%. I'm not convinced he retires after this season. It doesn't look great right now based on how he's looking and stuff, but. Again, they get to the playoffs, they win a game or two, and he's still upright and healthy. And this guy's a freak, man. He can't stop playing.
I'm lower on this because I'm seeing him right now, and it's not like I'm seeing him at 2-2 and frail and looks tired and drained and stuff. That's all I can see right now. So I think he's one hard hit away from taking another break here, which, you know, I'm 40%.
Okay. Oh?
I'm zero. I told you. There's no chance. He's not playing football, and Jerry's not lurking. Like a,
well, Jerry's not lurking. We know that. Jerry's got no shot. Like, he can lurk all he wants, but he's
no,
not.
No, there's nothing to lurk around, though. There's no lurking.
No, there's no trips to Brazil, or it's not happening. Jerry needs to put a cork in that. All right, let's get to one more.
At least one of Sidney Crosby or Alex Ovechkin will remain in the top 15 of next season's TSN Top 50 list.
Jerry sounded like he was running out of breath there.
He was that dirty little dog.
That was a run-on sentence for old Geraldo.
Ovechkin, Crosby, top 15.
One of them stays in the top. Right now, Ovechkin's at 20 today. Sid's at 11. Jerry's saying next year's list, at least one of them remains in the top 15.
100% because Sid's going to have an unbelievable year and get 100 points, 90 points, and he ain't leaving the top 15.
All right.
End of story. 100%. Well, it was a dumb one from Jerry. It's a slam dunk.
I got to be honest, I still think it's crazy that Alex Ovechkin's 20th. He scored 50 last year.
I know, exactly.
He scored 50.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Mitch Marner's
20?
Too high on that list for me.
Marner at 12?
Yes.
No, I don't
think Shesterkin won the Vezina. He's at 15.
I know, but
Huberto had 115. Huberto had more even strength points and assists and more points than Mitch Marner.
He's not.
And
who's
he's
he playing
him.
With, though? Who's he, like, everyone knows Marner's playing with Matthews. Like,
right.
that's a big part of it. Huberto's playing with Lindholm and Toffoli, and I know Daryl Sutter thinks Toffoli's. Yeah.
And the
know,
one
Uri
thing
Curry,
I will say, Noodles, it's not Toronto bias. These are our own people that
exactly.
voted.
I had the
that are Toronto biased. That's the Quizmaster.
No, okay. I don't think the one thing the Quizmaster
and Mark
not,
Masters and all of the that Chris Johnston and all of them, like they're half of them are super fans.
I had Marner at 15. I'm looking at my list right now. I had him at 15.
I had him at
that actually is lower than I had him.
I had him at 19, I think. Right. Which see, that, still
that's I mean it, listen, he's in a range. We say this every year, he's in a range of certain players. But exactly. 12, I don't think 12 is outrageous. I don't. I could see him being the 12th best player in the league this year for sure. If he has 108 points, 100 like he could easily score 110 points. Like if Huberto's a great player, so is Marner, right? Like so is Goudreau. Like they're all kind of
yeah,
in the same
boat. Mix and match. I'm just saying. Like I guess Shesterkin was a little low for me. That's what it was.
Understandably, the guy's numbers were like he was up for the heart
right
last year. But I just, you know the nature of goaltending, man. It's
exactly. Yeah,
it's not more difficult. It's not respected. You're probably right on that.
Bottom line.
I had Shesterkin at 13th. I had him ahead of Marner. So there you go. Not that it there matters my list, but
no,
I paid
our lists don't matter. It's what the Quizmaster wants. Like, we've already established that.
Right.
We've already established that yesterday.
Okay, Sid or Ovi, one of them. I'll say 90%. I think Sid stays there.
Yeah,
I think
I've already said 100%.
Yeah.
I'm 92%. I agree.
Okay. There we go. Jerry's Percentage is brought to you by Zenkin Automotive Group. With 38 dealers across the GTA ready to deliver an exceptional car buying and servicing experience, visit ZenkinAuto.com.